Once a month, we are visited by Jerry Nunn, who tells us through his segment, Nunn on the Run, what we should be doing, not just for the weekend, but for the entire month. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
Hi, great.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Is this going to be a good month, this upcoming
October's
month?
October's a very good month.
Yeah?
Like Halloween, don't you?
I do. I have a huge Halloween party at my house. It's huge.
I don't like Halloween anymore.
Wendy,
what's wrong with me?
Come on.
Oh, no.
It's one of the biggest holidays of the year.
I wear so much makeup throughout the whole year that it's really not a treat for me.
That should be your Halloween costume. Don't wear any makeup.
Then I'd look like James Spader. All right, you just solved it.
Yep. Can Wendy come to your Halloween bash this year, Jerry?
Absolutely.
Change your mind about Halloween, please.
I would love to have her at the bash. Right. A lot of celebs come.
Yep.
Yes. When's the last time you dressed up? Excuse me, Jerry, but I just have to know.
Freshman year in high school.
But you still like it?
Yeah. I like the people. We have a couple of people by us. One who, by the way, you know how people do that thing by their house where they take, I don't know how they do it, but they make it look like there's cobwebs everywhere.
Yeah.
I have no idea how they do that. One of my neighbors did that 2 weeks ago. Their house has already been dressed for Halloween from mid-September.
You got to do it early now.
Yeah, I guess. But I like that people now, like when we were kids, Jerry, we're a little younger than you. People would.
Younger.
We're a little older, I'm sorry. People would. What's the opposite of older? Younger? They would put stuff out a day or two before Halloween, and that was the end of it. And now, like I said, people decorate a month or a month and a half in advance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm starting the first. I think the first
that's,
is plenty.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
My dad
had this thing. Again, he died when I was 10, so I have little bits and pieces that come back to me that I remember. He had an old reel-to-reel deck that you could turn around and make it be like a PA system.
Oh.
He did something, and he had a ghost hanging on our front porch, and as kids came up, he would talk to them.
Oh.
And he would, you know, pretend he was a ghost, and then he'd say, "You're not getting candy unless you do a trick." And
it
was very interactive.
Excellent.
At our house.
Good. That's very good.
And then
good.
Several years ago in LaGrange, somebody opened up their house, and there was a way, and you had to follow these signs, and they put on a show, and once the show ended, people would clear out, and more trick-or-treaters would come in, and it was basically, they had set up, I don't know what room it was, maybe their living room, but they set it up with pews like it was supposed to be a wedding, and somebody, you heard a chainsaw start, and then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, the bride is holding her head.
Oh, excellent.
And they did that, like, for the whole weekend. It happened to have been on a weekend, so you could just go
just
through their house.
Shows?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
fun.
Excellent.
It was super scary.
You have a lot to live up to, Jerry.
I know.
If you're going to impress Wendy, you better have at least that.
I know. I got to work on my decorations right away. So there's some great haunted houses. So, you know, I did a haunted house at Navy Pier for a few years where I would do a pirate or I'd be a crazy butler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we did on the stage there.
Yeah.
And so the city ones are different, though. You know, there's the reason they do them out in the suburbs. Do you guys know about this?
No.
There's no rules.
Because the rules, right. There's a lot of laws they have to fulfill in the city.
Really?
They don't have the space. And so they go out. So that's why they're always out in the suburbs. That's why there's several really great ones for people to go to.
Did you go to one last night or something?
I did one last week.
Okay.
And it's called the Dungeon of Doom. It's in Zion.
Mm-hmm.
It took me an hour to drive up there, and that's an hour to go through this whole thing. Because
that's from the time
big.
You enter till you leave is an hour.
It's an hour.
Wow, that's impressive.
And I tried to push through it. I mean, I tried to hurry through things.
Why does it take so long? Is it just that big?
It's just that big. There's so many mazes and things you have to go through.
That's too long. I would have wet my pants by then.
Yeah.
I get so scared. Was it super scary?
It was super scary. They did. Oh gosh!
Is it scenes from like scary movies that they're doing or what? No.
See,
what
are they doing? Rob Zombie did one a few years ago.
Yeah.
Where he did that. Oh look, we got the scary music.
Yeah, scenes from various scary films.
Yeah, so he did that, but he's closed his. His is not around. But this Dungeon of Doom was just general scary stuff.
Oh.
And
were there pop outs?
There was a lot of pop outs.
See, I can't take that.
You don't want people jumping out of anywhere?
No.
They're not allowed to touch you, though, right? Can they touch you?
They can't touch. No,
they're not supposed to.
Yeah, they don't.
It costs extra.
They might bump into you a little, but yeah, you can't.
No touching.
And right, you don't want to interact with them like that. Like, you don't want to talk, like, don't touch them.
You got to say that. You got to say point blank, no touching.
Yeah.
But wait, when we were little and you went to, I have gone to a couple of haunted houses.
They used to be able to touch you.
They would grab you.
I know. Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't like going.
Because you think it's going to happen again.
But for obvious reasons, somebody figured out maybe it's not a good idea to be groped by ghosts.
Well, yeah.
It was
that.
Fun.
Ghostly
yeah.
Gropes. That was yeah. the name of our haunted house.
I mean,
house.
At Navy Pier, we had somebody get their stomach kicked. You know, like this. People react like.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Security.
Right. Well, something
it's
jumps out at you, you.
Protect yourself.
Self-defense.
Yeah, we had to have security deal with that. But the Dungeon of Doom, when they buried us alive.
What?
Okay, so they had us go into this room. Okay, let me just walk you through it.
All right.
We had to go in this room, and they're like, lay down on the floor. So I had to lay down on the floor, and they're like, cover your face with your hands. So we did that, and we had to have all loose objects, gone glasses or anything like that. And then all of a sudden, all these like plastic balls like fall on top of you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's fun.
They're not heavy, but it weighs you down,
it
and you don't know how
like,
deep it is.
Yeah.
And you're... I mean, I had to control my breathing to not freak out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And my friend Rosie, I could feel her moving over like next to me. I'm like, oh, God, she's going to freak out. But she didn't.
Oh, that would be scary.
And they keep it there buried for a little while.
Yeah.
Like, the plastic yeah. balls, I thought all of a sudden you were going to say like a dump truck came
dirt.
And dropped
no,
dirt. That would
no
freak
dirt.
Me.
No, but then they eventually drain out the balls and you can oh. get up and go. All but right. I mean.
How long were you buried in that hour
it
long
It feels
thing.
Like a long time. I don't remember.
What did they say, though? Because at some point they're trying to bury you alive and then they go, ah, just kidding. We'll take all the balls away. Like, how do they make that transition to where you know you're safe again? What do
well,
they say to you?
They don't talk.
Show's over, folks. Yeah.
Somebody who's trying to bury you alive won't have a change of heart. They'll go,
right.
Well, I already invested in the plastic balls.
It just eventually just, they drain it, and then you get up and
then
go.
You move on
and
to
they're like,
dungeon.
Oh, and then they go, you're only halfway through. So you
really?
Still got like 30 more minutes of
wow.
terror.
Can you cut out, like, they on some of the rides at Disney and elsewhere?
There's a chicken lane.
Yeah.
There are. There's emergency exits.
Oh, okay, good.
People. So, right. yeah, if you freak out. And you don't have to do that one. They warn you a lot. That this is pretty jarring, because we were traumatized after
I bet.
We finished. I mean, we were still talking about that when we were leaving.
Look at you, Jerry Nunn going all the way.
He's very brave.
Controlling my anxiety.
Jerry's very brave. What's the youngest that's allowed in and what's the oldest?
I don't know if they have.
Because a lot of times, it'll say like, yeah. Fun Fridge is 3 to 103, and then I will bring a 3-year-old and a 103-year-old, and they'll both at the end go, we didn't have a very good time.
Well, they probably just recommend certain ages, but I mean, they can't really tell you.
I would say 25 to 30, that's it.
Because
couldn't be too young, and old people, I'd have a heart attack.
Too easily.
Yeah. Yep. Even driving up to Zion was an adventure because there's not signs the whole way and you're going down these dark roads. And
that's an
we
added bonus.
Just going there.
Right. That's scary year round.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to one tomorrow, the House of Torment.
That sounds fun.
A lot of people
fun.
Are going from WGN. A bunch of us are going. Some people are going tonight, but I'm going tomorrow. That's up in Morton Grove, and that was one of my favorite ones. I've gone a few years to that
What
one.
Makes the House of Torment so scary?
It's the people that run it, the kids that are, you know, playing the characters. They're very realistic. They come at you from all sides. They're zombies and...
How's that fun?
Is
Seriously.
Like being scared?
Wendy, it's the House of Torment.
Yeah,
there's
that's
a room,
what they call my house.
There's a room where they make you watch Windy City Live over and over and over again.
Oh.
You know, if a week goes by without you slamming that show, I don't know what I'd do.
So they have
you
some,
don't have to worry.
They have some themes there. The Swarm.
The Swarm?
Yeah.
Is that bees?
Cicadas, I mean, it should be.
Oh, that would be scary.
Just the noise.
Yeah.
You go in a room and there's just that noise. And then, like a high school harvest room. So that
doesn't sound school. Scary at all.
Scary cheerleaders, maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
Maybe.
You could be, if you're bullied in school, maybe.
Right. That you just walk through there and think, oh, you're fat.
Uh-huh.
Hey. What's that? Bullied. That's not nice.
Right.
Harvest. Are they harvesting organs there? Is that what it is, I bet?
I don't know. I got to get wild. Well, I'll know
Feel
more
the peeled grapes in a
yeah.
bowl.
All
the,
right.
The beef scary. Liver.
Yes.
The rubber glove.
Yeah,
yeah.
Get ready.
Yeah, I remember this.
The House of Torment.
Uh-huh. And there's also a Halloween parade on Halsted that some people don't know about still, but I've been going for probably 10 years.
I've never heard about this.
I've heard of it, but I don't know why it doesn't get more press, because everybody enjoys it every year.
Why
don't they sell
it
more?
That's why I'm here.
All right.
So they do a Halloween parade, and you know, like, that the Boys Town, they can dress up.
Yep.
So they're doing, it's October 31st, so it's actually on Halloween. It's at 7:30.
Yeah.
Just down hall. So they block it off like it's the gay parade all over again.
Yeah.
It starts at 7:30, but you register earlier than that.
Who's in it? Does Rahm Emanuel show up in a costume? I mean,
not that I know
of. Are there any dignitaries in this?
He might be in disguise. I wouldn't recognize him. He might have a mask on.
Are there floats or just people walking around in their costumes?
There are some, like, I remember there were like buses and things like that where there are some sponsors and some people bringing stuff. They do categories where you can win all kinds of money.
Oh.
So you have best drag, best group, scariest, and then like a theme one.
Oh,
so those are the four different categories that people can
watch for. Mayor Emanuel, Wendy's curious.
Yeah,
hey, is that Judy Garland or is that Mayor Emanuel? I can't tell. It's both.
He'll go as Toto.
Right. All right. And that, like you said, Jerry, that is the night of Halloween.
That's the night of Halloween. It's the 21st year they've done this there.
So God, why have I never heard of it before?
People bring their kids. I mean, it's really fun, and those costumes are great. And expect, like, there's going to be a lot of Wonder Woman and clowns.
Oh, I bet.
So get ready for those costumes.
What if there's a clown Wonder Woman?
Double duty. Yeah, so...
and a lot of... I would imagine Donald Trump in unusual situations.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you think that that would be a popular costume
possibly,
this year?
Possibly, right.
Somebody should wear, like, a nice evening gown, like it's half Melania, and then put Donald Trump's head on it.
That's good.
That would fit in with
That's
the parade.
That's very good.
There you go.
Jerry, forgive me for not knowing, but what night of the week does Halloween fall on this year?
It's Tuesday?
Is it a Tuesday?
Tuesday. All right.
Bill, you have an iPhone now. You can look at your calendar pretty quickly.
All right.
October 31st is a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Very good.
I would have had that for you by the end of the show.
Monday show.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so the parade, what else is going on for the October?
There's some scary movies coming out.
What's coming out? I know Flatliners is starting today, I think, right?
Right, with Ellen Page.
Yeah,
remake. Kiefer's coming back.
Is he from the original?
That was a great movie, the original. Did they need to remake it?
It's not a great... Watch it again. It's not a great movie. It's an interesting premise.
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. See if you think it's as good as when you first saw it.
I'm not going to
rewatch
something.
You're not going to watch it again?
Right, Julia Roberts. Well,
you didn't like it?
One of the Baldwins, right? Is Billy Baldwin in that?
Yeah, was that?
I'm trying to remember who else was in it.
There's so many Baldwins. Right. Have you seen Get Out? Did you guys ever see Get Out?
I saw Get Out.
Really early in the year.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Good one.
I like that.
It made Spoons kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not seen that. I should see that.
Get Out
are
was
they
the
re-releasing
one that's from,
it?
It's on video. I think it's coming on video soon.
Key or Peele, right?
Yes.
He directed it.
Right.
Yeah.
It is really popular, broke big records.
The number one selling September movie of all time.
It was.
I still haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But it's fun because the kids are so good.
Yeah.
It's like Stand By Me with the kids.
Yeah.
And then the music's like 80s.
Yeah.
So you have like The Cure playing.
Oh, I would like
Cleaning
that.
Up Blood. I mean, it's just, yeah.
It takes place in the 80s, right?
Yes, it takes place in the 80s. Yeah. So that's been really popular. Annabelle Creation was pretty scary with that doll.
That looks scary.
Yeah, that one was a lot of pop-out scares with that one.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of rare ones that people don't know about.
Like what?
I've been researching. Hounds of Love is an Australian torture movie
that's
really good. Gets in like the head of the killers. And
Hounds of Love.
Hounds of Love.
So I got little kids coming over. I'll show them that.
No, do not.
No?
No, no, no. It's really graphic.
All right.
I'm not kidding with that one. That is definitely.
If you're looking for a good Australian torture movie, Hounds of Love is your movie.
Right.
All right.
Exactly.
All right.
The Devil's Candy is one that nobody's seen. I'm going to show it before my Halloween party.
I've heard of that. What is Devil's Candy?
Yeah, it's this movie. It's about this guy that tries to drown out the Satan's voice. He's hearing like the devil's voice with like guitars and stuff. It's like a rock and roll movie.
Oh.
And the family is so great.
Is it American made or from somewhere else?
That's American.
Yeah.
So that's a good one that people did not see. And I just love it. And people that like music and
they're into it.
Yeah.
I might want to watch that on Halloween.
Is nobody really famous
fun.
In it?
It's good. What'd you say?
Is there anybody famous in it?
There's nobody super famous.
No.
But that's kind of good.
It's kind of low budget.
Yeah, it's kind of low budget, but the family is really adorable. Like, you actually
you
care
pull
about
for
the
them.
Family.
See, that's the mistake they make in a lot of horror movies is they kill people off before you either care about them or get to know them. And that's not good. I want to know about the people I see chopped up into bits.
Right.
I would like to be known before I get chopped up.
Seems fair.
Yeah, so that's a great one. And The Girl with the Gifts is another one that people didn't see. It's a Warner Brothers movie, but Glenn Close is in it.
The Girl with the Gift.
Yeah, it's about zombie children.
Oh, sold.
Yeah. And how they try to school them, put them in school and stuff.
Is it a comedy or is
no,
it
it's not.
Scary?
I make it sound funny, but it's not. It's pretty good. I mean, it's just, It's like the end of the world. It's one of those apocalypse movies with the zombies.
And who does Glenn Close play?
She plays like a scientist that's trying to figure out how to cure the kids from being zombies.
That sounds like what she would do.
She's so good.
In a situation like that.
The girl with the gifts?
Yes.
I got to find that. That's on DVD.
It should be coming out soon. I think it's going to be around soon.
All right.
Movies I didn't like. Mother. Did you hear about Mother?
Yeah, I heard it wasn't very good.
Yeah, I didn't like Mother.
That director, though, the guy who made it, Darren Aronofsky, is so hit and miss. Like, he'll do some movies that I'm like, oh, this guy's a genius.
Right.
And then he'll do other movies, and I go, I don't understand what he's talking about.
I think I wanted to see this.
Mm-hmm. It looks interesting, but everybody always says it's too symbolic. Like, when you're done, you go, I don't know what I was just watching.
It's a symbolism that I didn't get.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you watch it, you don't get it.
And they're dating, right, in real life? Darren Aronofsky and Jennifer Lawrence, the star of the movie, they're a couple
that's
now.
That's true. Right. She's great. I mean, the cast is great. Michelle Pfeiffer is amazing in it. But she's given
good.
A small, like, this part that just doesn't get to go anywhere. But she's so great. When you see her, you're like, yes, Michelle Pfeiffer's back.
Yeah, good. I like her.
Yeah, so it's the cast is good. It's not that.
Any zombie kids in this one?
No zombie kids. No, no. It's similar. It's a Rosemary's Baby kind of thing going
on. Is it?
You'll feel,
Oh, I like that.
I did too.
I may want to see this.
That's my favorite scary movie of all time.
It's a polarizing movie. Some people like it, some people don't.
All right.
Is Killer Clowns from Outer Space on your list? Because that is one of my all-time favorite movies.
That is a great one.
Bill, you even liked it, and I'm surprised you did, because it's really hokey and stupid.
But they set out, every once in a while, they know what they're doing, and they'll make a movie on purpose that's really hokey and silly, and that's one of them.
I love it.
Yeah, it's got a nice feel to it.
Yeah.
All right, so you were doing ones to avoid, right?
Right. Well, Mother, I didn't enjoy. It Comes at Night, I didn't really enjoy.
What is that one?
That one's had a kind of a following for a while. It's another apocalyptic thing where a family's holed up in a house and trying to survive, and it just didn't work for me.
You weren't scared by it?
Mm-mm.
No?
Oh, so someone that are coming out is Jigsaw. So that's a Saw prequel. I don't know if you watch the Saw movies.
I've never seen any of them.
The Saw. Oh, that's okay.
He's like a doll or a puppet or something? Is that it?
It's, people have to get out of these contraptions and try to figure out ways to not die.
Oh.
Leatherface.
Is from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right, it's a prequel, though.
Yeah.
So that's coming
out. When he was a kid? With a leather face?
Maybe.
He was a good football player.
Does Lady Gaga do the theme song?
Possibly.
My leather face.
Leather face. And then Amityville's still around.
Is it really still?
The Awakening is the next one that's coming
out. So is this a remake of the original Amityville Horror, or is it like a prequel or a sequel?
I am not sure about that. I haven't looked into that. I just heard about this movie.
Because the first one was like 40 years ago, right? It was James Brolin and Margot Kidder, I think.
Yeah, those really scared me for some reason. Yeah. Really, something about that house.
Those were frightening, those movies.
When they first wrote the book, though, didn't the guy who wrote it say that it really happened? Like, he didn't count it as fiction. He goes, oh, no, this happened to me.
Yeah.
But
did it?
Come on, did it? I don't know if it did, really.
The house is so scary looking, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't talk about any fun stuff to do, though. We have some stuff to do in October.
Give us a couple things. What do you got?
Talk about Misery.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates is coming to town.
For what reason?
She's doing the Lynn Sage Cancer Research Foundation luncheon. So she's just doing a luncheon coming in. But the money all goes to help cancer research and support breast cancer research.
She's a cancer survivor, right?
She is. She's a two-time.
Yeah. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good actress.
I did get to interview her a long time ago.
Please tell me she was nice. Was she
the
good?
Best.
Yeah? Was she good?
She's just great.
Awesome.
She's just down to earth and nice. And so this is the 32nd one that they've done. This October 2nd at 11 at the Hilton.
Yeah.
So people should definitely get tickets. That's at lynnsage.org. They can get tickets.
And she's speaking there. Is there a Q&A after? Do we know or not yet?
I would hope so. Yeah. I haven't been to their luncheons, so I'm finally going to this one. But they've had some great people in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, Goldie Hawn's done it. Diane Keaton.
Oh, wow.
A lot of good big
names.
That's
impressive.
There.
All right. So go see Kathy Bates. What else?
Go see Kathy Bates. International Film Festival is coming this month. So we've got Sir Patrick Stewart's getting awards, so he's coming to town.
He's a sir.
He's a sir.
Really? He's been knighted.
Didn't he play the pile of
in the
whatever?
Emoji movie?
Yeah.
Yep. Hmm. That's why. That's what got him in. He was right on the fence, and they're like, what have you done lately, Patrick? Number two.
He's coming October 25th. That's at the AMC, and the festival runs the 12th through the 26th. And they're getting a lot of good people. Oh, Vanessa Redgrave's coming.
What?
I can't believe they got
Vanessa Redgrave, Wendy.
She never comes out. This is like huge.
I haven't heard from her in forever.
Oh, I'm so excited about that one. Josh Gad is coming. Michael Shannon is being honored.
Josh Gad is?
No.
He's an actor and a comedian. He does like voices for some Disney movies. He did one of the voices in Frozen.
Mm-hmm. He's a Saturday Night Live guy.
Josh Gad?
Yeah, isn't he?
No. He didn't do Saturday Night Live. He was in the last, when they did Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast, he played the guy.
Yeah. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
Oh, I know him now that I'm looking at him.
Yeah.
You know what else he's in
Book
now?
Book of Mormon.
He's in Book of
They're
Mormon.
Doing a remake of Murder on the Orient Express, and he's one of the leads in it. He looks really good in that.
Yeah, Judi Dench is in that movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, her new movie's really good, too.
Where she's the queen?
Yes, Victoria and Abdul.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. So that's all going on. The Athenaeum Theater has a bunch of things going. They're like turning into the big theater to go to. That's on
great venue. What do they have?
2936 North Southport. Stephanie Miller is doing her sexy liberal resistance tour.
Yeah,
I just talked to her this week. Not into her.
Really?
We're not into her.
She's fine.
William Patrick Corgan is going to be there. You know who that is?
I'm not sure
Billy
who that
Corgan?
Is.
Billy Corgan.
Oh, yeah,
but he's calling himself William
is
Patrick.
Is he really?
Yes, for two nights there.
Why the name change? Did James Belushi tell him it was a good idea?
He's grown up. Come on, Billy Corgan. You can't be Billy. You're not Billy anymore. Were you ever Billy?
I was when I was really little. And then because he sued me, because he goes, I'm Billy. You can't have two Billies. So he's William Patrick Corrigan now.
Mm-hmm.
Same music, though? Is he still playing stuff from the...
I would imagine. And I would think he could play anything he wants.
Yeah.
He's got the Smashing Pumpkins music.
Interesting.
So, but that's October 24th and 25th. And I don't think people know about it because...
I had no idea. Yeah.
So that's why.
This might work against him.
Mm-hmm. We'll tell people.
All right.
Yeah.
Billy Corrigan and William Patrick Corrigan, one and the same.
Yes.
Athenaeum, is that where?
Athenaeum, yeah. Eddie Izzard's coming October 5th.
Love him.
He's great.
So he's a character, yeah.
I've seen him on stage. He's just wall-to-wall laughs. Yeah. Very good stuff.
And he's in that Victoria and Abdul movie, too.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
He was in that, but he's got a book he's talking about. Trevor Noah's coming to Chicago Theater. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Yeah, he's coming 3 days, October 20th, 21st, and 28th.
Good for him.
So...
Because Sarah, write that down. We got to work on getting him up here.
We had him on right before he got named when he was just a correspondent on The Daily Show.
Okay.
And I don't even think that he was, like, they hadn't listed who was being considered yet.
Right.
And then right after we had him, like 3 or 4 weeks later, they announced it was him.
And then he wouldn't do our show again.
Yeah, then he's done with us.
Oh.
As soon as fame and fortune hit.
But maybe now. Mm. He's going to be here for a long time.
He's got to sell some tickets, although I'm sure he won't have a problem.
Yeah. Steve Martin and Martin Short are doing their thing again there, too.
Love both of those guys.
7th. Yeah, I went to their last one.
It was so funny.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really great.
So how much of it, because I know Steve Martin just likes to, even though he's really funny, he likes to play the banjo. Is most of the show him playing the banjo, or is it?
It's them talking to each other.
Oh, really?
Talking about their careers. And
oh, man.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
that'd be a great show to see.
I mean, they've had these lengthy careers, but that's at the Chicago Theater. And Tori Amos is coming back.
She's like her. Yeah, she's good too. Where is she?
Chicago Theater. These are all Chicago Theater ones. These last ones.
And what a great venue to see some. I just love going there.
I do too. It's like an experience.
Yeah.
Just to go in that. Yeah, and it might be haunted, right?
No.
No, it's not. Okay.
It is October. Okay, maybe it's haunted for this month.
Yeah, just for this month they fly in. Right. Katy Perry's coming October 24th and 25th.
I want to not like her, but I can't not like her.
She's very likable.
She really is. She's very talented.
And the people dress up.
Yeah.
The kids dress up.
I like to dress like a firework. Do you think that'll be acceptable?
You should do it.
I'm going to dress that
way. Bill, your wick is showing.
I'm going to get you tickets.
That's what kept me out of the army.
I'll see what I can do about
all
that.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and that's about it.
That's a lot of stuff, Jerry.
That's a lot.
That's a bunch of stuff.
Where can we find all this information? Because I don't have your information in front of me today. You have a YouTube channel. You have
a
website.
Yeah,
you have everything.
NunOnTheRun.com, NUNN on the run.com.
And do you go by Jerry Nunn there or William Patrick Nunn? Because people get very easily confused.
So my name, it's funny because my name is Jerry Don Nunn. My mom named me two nicknames. So I wasn't named
Jerry
Don.
It's not Jerry Don.
It's not, it's Southern.
It's Jerry on the birth certificate.
Yes, Jerry Don Nunn.
Wow.
And so my mom's so cash, you know. She's like, let's just name him Jerry Don Nunn. So there's no Gerald Donald's.
Isn't that something?
Jerry Don. Jerry Don,
like
get
that.
In here. Hey, yeah. Last time you were up here, you were going to interview someone. Do you remember who it was? Who was it? And you were, was it Cher? Oh, it was someone big that he was kind of nervous about.
We can't talk about Cher because she's got a new show. She's going to be doing a Broadway show here. It's going to be kicking off. Not her herself, but it's about her life and everything.
Oh, that would be interesting.
So I think she'll be in town.
Like the Carole King kind of thing? This is going to be now about Cher?
Right.
So someone will play her.
Yes.
Oh, I would like to volunteer.
Wendy could play Cher. Put her name in the hat.
Get ready for audition.
All right.
It's not until next year, but... You know, they're planning it out.
William Patrick Snyder is Cher. One night only. Because we couldn't sell more tickets. Jerry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jerry.
For keeping us informed.
Again.
There's a lot going on in the city.
Yep.
So visit Jerry. Again, for people who want to know more about any of the things we just talked about, where do they go?
Yep, nunontherun.com. And I'm in Windy City Times every week.
Excellent.
So.
Great job.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks.